Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are very happy to have Warren Eckstein from
Giddy
the Pet
almost.
Show. Yes, right. I want to go through some of the links that we've been sharing here. I'm going to put more of them on my Facebook page. We'll get to that. Plus, Warren has a story that he's posted in the Better Living box, actually, at DougSteffen.com. The story of a shelter that offers sanctuary to abused pets from the Pet Show's Facebook page. Social media important to our mission here on Good Day. So Warren joins me in a moment.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling takes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycli now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, fly with me, guide birds through trees, gobble tasty bees, easy tap-to-flap controls, fun and addictive.
Nice.
Fly with me. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
56 past the hour, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. So more and more I'm posting and my friends are posting on their Facebook page stories of people who are appearing as one, but then in fact doing another. When it comes to, there's a picture that we have of a woman who has been, she's on Facebook. Her name is Lexi Williams. She offers to adopt her foster dogs and then uses them for fighting. So I wonder if these do any good. I'm happy to have people, as many people as possible, and I got thousands of people that follow me on Facebook, and you do too, tens of thousands, who would look at this picture and say, all right, maybe I've seen this way. If we get one person to find and stop an incident like this, it's worth all the exposure, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things that people don't realize how it takes place. For example, let's take Craigslist, for example. Mm-hmm. If you go to Craigslist under pets, you'll see all these dogs and cats for adoption. And a good majority of them are going to wind up in puppy mills for breeding purposes or, as you said, for dog fighting purposes or other inhumane purposes. So anytime, you know, if it looks like abuse, if it smells like abuse, it's a duck and you need to report it and do something about it.
Another post here about a judge named Durden in Polk County, Florida, who put away a convicted dog fighter for 20 years. So you've posted also the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com, this shelter that's offering sanctuary to abused dogs. You post these things frequently. What kind of response do you get from listeners, really, about these
sorts of things? It's amazing the response I got just a couple of weeks ago, Doug. I took a dog that was really, really abused. The dog was blind, the dog was deaf, and the dog had three legs. It sounds like a joke, but I don't mean it. It's a serious, serious situation. It was kind of an old English sheepdog mix. It was at a shelter, ready to be put to sleep. And I said, the dog may only have 6 months or a year left to live, but let it die with a smile on his face. I posted it on my Facebook page. I talked about it on the radio show, and God bless my audience. One of my listeners adopted the dog knowing the dog may only have 6 months or a year to live, but said to me, Warren, at least the dog will know it was loved before it crosses the Rainbow Bridge. So it does make a major difference. The post that you put on, I put on, and other people in the media that put on about animals being abused makes all the difference in the world.
What do you make of the winner of the Westminster Dog Show, this German short-haired pointer? or any of them.
Having spent a lot of years in Germany working with the pointers, an incredible breed of dogs, although I'm not a big fan of Westminster. I used to commentate from there every single year with Roger Karras and some other people. But the bottom line was this. If you take a look at that German Shepherd, it's a beautiful, beautiful dog, but it's not the type of German Shepherd that was bred to herd sheep. You can look at the back leg, so it was more bred for looks than purpose.
59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.